Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ronnie. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, the purpose of life. Ronnie Shaw is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good, but it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Barry's practical, actionable advice will help inspire your soul and move you in the direction you want. The purpose of life is to discover its surroundings, to get to know the world, to visit as many different countries as possible, to acquire knowledge throughout one's life by reading the works of brilliant minds, and to make the most of oneself. So the purpose of life for me was to do everything I could to better prepare myself for the next stage of enlightenment. The purpose of life is to learn throughout life, to live attentively and passionately in the present moment, to love unabashedly, to seek adventure and growth, and to spread friendliness and peace along the way. If you want not only to be fulfilled, happy and content, but also to experience inner peace and ultimate fulfillment, it is crucial to learn how to find your passion and purpose in life. Without a life compass to guide you, you may not be able to fulfill your goals and action plans. Having worked with more than a million people around the world, I have come to believe that each of us is born with a unique purpose in life. Many people may doubt that the purpose of life is to find God, but everyone can accept that it is about finding happiness. Once life has given you everything you want, wealth, power, friends, etc., you may become dissatisfied and need something more. There is a joy in something that can never be stale, and that is the purpose of your life. For starters, whether a person's life has meaning is not the same as whether he or she is happy and pleasant. Happiness, which is gloriously manifold because its essence is immutable, is the inner experience that everyone seeks. Very few of us perceive our life experience in a virtual reality machine as prima facie candidates for meaningfulness. In fact, many would say that any talk of meaning excludes the importance of time in the experience machine, because there are a small handful who disagree and claim that a meaningful life is only a pleasant life. But even if it were conceivable to be happy, very few would consider it worthwhile. Moreover, it seems to me that any talk of a meaningless life does not simply go hand in hand with the concept of the absurd. For example, there is not enough evidence to claim that a senseless life full of animal pleasure is worth living. How could a life make sense if we sacrifice our happiness to help others at the expense of our own interests? In other words, what if our lives are wasted in the virtual reality machine without any meaningful purpose? Knowing that meaningfulness, analytically, concerns what is conceptually distinct from happiness, righteousness, and value offers a certain amount of commonality. The field must make it clear that the meaning of life is not only a question of happiness, but also of value, worthiness, value or even worthlessness. Once life has given you everything you want, wealth, power, friends, etc., you may become dissatisfied and need something more. Many people may doubt that there is one thing that can never be boring, and the joy of it. But everyone can accept that finding God is the meaning of life and that it is the only way to find happiness, worthiness or even worthlessness in life. Happiness, which is delightfully diverse because its essence is immutable, is the inner experience that everyone seeks. Only you can really define the meaning of your life, the true meaning and purpose of life in general for yourself. Ask yourself personal questions about your life and see it through the lens of what you see and how you act in the core areas of your life. The search for truth in them will help you to pursue a purpose, a path that drives you, and to seek truth, in all, from within and without. If you know your purpose, it helps you to distinguish between the important and the unimportant. One of the most important things you can do to live with a purpose is to develop habits of high influence. Most people today are enmeshed in so many things that ultimately make no difference in their lives. If you have a purpose, you can see immediately which goals are important and which are not compared to your long-term life path, you can cut through the BS and forget the right things that matter, or you can stick with things and wait for your life to unfold. I think if you can add meaning to your life, it can help to fill the holes that are caused by the pain you feel at the moment. In those moments when you are waiting for your situation to improve, there may be moments when you may be tempted to seek a greater meaning in life. No matter how bad life may seem at the moment, at some point it will feel a little better. Episode 22 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ronnie Shaw. Adios.